A workshop
at the Trinity United Methodist Church by Transponder on Bias Interrupted was canceled due to online threats. I spoke with Faith and Spirituality Coordinator Naftali Renshaw of Eugene Pride and the Belonging Space.
Yes, so we rescheduled to today, actually, on Zoom, because the church that was hosting the in-person workshop, Trinity United Methodist, received a threat via messenger that the individual was going to come back with as many people as they could find and shame everyone into oblivion. The workshop was Bias Interrupted, and it was being presented by Transponder trainers. Transponder works specifically with trans individuals in the community, as well as other queer folks. And they do a series of trainings, and we're doing their basic package, which includes the Bias Interrupted and Allyship, and then Gender 101, which we've already completed. Yes, how to be a better neighbor, specifically, and just learn some of the unconscious biases that we all hold so that we can be aware of them as we interact with our neighbors and help others to be aware of them also. Very ironic. So they accuse the church of being a pedophile because one of the biases towards the transgender community is that they are pedophiles. And so they accuse the church of supporting pedophilia and committing pedophilia. And they were going to come try to shame the church out of it, whoever attended the workshop, based on bias. So we rescheduled it on Zoom, and the decision was made to do that in community and consultation with those who were most affected by the threat, and that includes the trainers. This was coming off of the incidents in Douglas County at Douglas County Pride, where a group of protesters pushed through the barricades into a Pride celebration with headsets and chest cameras and very large signs, one of which had a graphic of a dismembered baby because they've connected abortion with LGBTQ. And they stood there yelling for several hours. That was July 1st at the Douglas County Pride celebration. People who were going to be involved in the training had been there and were still feeling the effects of being threatened by that training, and just the national rhetoric around the country has heightened the trauma in the LGBTQ community.
I noticed that the more you are exposed to people that are different than you, the more accepting you are.
Proximity and sharing story, especially being willing to hold space together with someone we don't necessarily identify with as far as background and the way we do life, is extremely valuable if you are in a position to learn and are willing to sit in community and learn. Putting a group that is hostile with people who have been traumatized by similar situations is not productive or healing. No, I love the "What Would Jesus Do?" question, because something that I have heard from several members in the LGBT community that have faced this kind of hostility is that this has nothing to do with Jesus. This is not Jesus-like. Jesus never approached any marginalized group with aggression and hostility. Jesus is two primary messages were love God and love your neighbor. And on this hangs everything else. Everything else you do leads back to loving God and loving your neighbor. And the aggression, the threats that are being made in the name of religion have nothing to do with Jesus. Something that we do within the belonging space and connection with Pride. I'm also the faith and spirituality coordinator for Pride this year. Is try to hold these spaces where we can learn and hear each other's stories in community. And that's what Jesus did. If we read through the Gospels, he sat down with people and they talked and they told stories. And they learned about each other and they did life together. These threats are not life-giving and they have nothing to do with Jesus.
Well, and I'm the only one saying this, but I notice in the New Testament, the only ones that are being punished in the New Testament are the rich people. There is no punishment in the New Testament. That Jesus is not about punishing people at all.
No, Jesus confronted people who used their wealth for exploitation. And it was a huge challenge that Jesus made to people who were wealthy is what is that wealth for? It goes back to the community, and if you've exploited people gaining your wealth, it needs to go back to them. Jesus confronted religious leaders that were exploiting power, and this is really what we're seeing, what we saw in Douglas County. They were a religious group that came in. It's what we see in rhetoric around the United States, that religion and power are being combined, and that wasn't what Jesus did. Judas kind of got angry about that. If we read through the Gospels, he was a zealot, and he wanted Jesus to get involved in politics and throw down Rome, and that's not what Jesus was about. We don't conflate religion and politics. We do life.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so, other than to invite folks to support the various trainings, workshops, and events leading up to Pride, and to join us on August 12th in celebration of this year. Is the first year we will have a faith and spirituality zone, and we're really excited about it. It's an ecumenical space. We have various churches participating that don't necessarily share denominational beliefs, but everyone agrees on the rule of love, and we want to hold a kind, compassionate, celebratory space for folks who want to engage spiritual life at Pride. So.
All right, thanks very much for your time. Stay safe, and good luck to you.
APW News, I'm DJ Susti.